Leaders and educators gathered to experience Indigenous Ingenuity at its official launch. The Science North and Indigenous Tourism Ontario Touring Exhibit officially opened at Northern College on Friday, November 10, bringing together the people who have made the tour possible and Timmins community members. We shouldn't take for granted lots of things in our everyday lives that actually come from the wisdom of Indigenous people, said Science North CEO Ashley LaRossi. The exhibit features interactive learning opportunities from Indigenous communities across the country, from dog sledding, harvesting wild rice, hunting, and fishing. The hope is that people learn where some of the local knowledge comes from, said Stephen DeBasage from Tourism Indigenous Ontario. The biggest takeaway that Indigenous Tourism Ontario projects from this experience is that understanding that not only have Indigenous people been here since time immemorial, but their contributions to successes that can be shared with the public, he said. Having the displays locally is a great educational opportunity, said Timmins Native Friendship Center's Executive Director Michaela Bird. I would like to think of this as a starting point to looking toward integration and looking at the importance of revitalization of our cultures, said Bird. For our future generations to have that peace, because not all of us live up along the coast or have that land-based teaching, and this is what this exhibit speaks to. The education offered at the exhibit is also a chance to consider how the knowledge available can be approached, said Bird. Also looking toward trying to meet the calls to action in truth and reconciliation, this is part of that, she said. If we can do it together, that's better. Kaun. Kristen Murray welcomed the touring exhibit, saying she enjoyed another chance to share culture. There are some elements that I recognize from growing up that speak to my heart, said Murray. What I think is most impactful is really the fact that they brought so many elements together to share, and we as Indigenous people love to share our culture, our history with others. Related. Exhibit shares knowledge, technology and culture. Murray also pointed out the large medicine wheel in the display. It really speaks to the nations, the four colors of man, and how we work together, she said. Timmins MPP George Peary also attended and enjoyed the virtual dog sled display. It brings back a lot of memories, he said. He said he hopes the exhibit will give others some perspective on the region's history. I hope we get some appreciation for Indigenous culture. It's been a part of our shared history for centuries, so they understand where some of these things that we're looking at around us today actually came from, said Peary. I think it's very important. The exhibit started as a 6,000-square-foot experience in Montreal, and LaRossi said building the touring version was a bit of a balancing act. Because we hosted the exhibit at Science North, we were able to observe visitors and see where they migrated to, so that gave us a clue, said LaRossi. Then we really relied on our Indigenous advisors to really go through the content with us and help to highlight the points that they felt were most important. All the parts of the display work together to help educate, said DeBasage. Each individual piece within the exhibit has its own teachings, he said. Together, they are definitely one experience, and there are so many teachings and sharing of knowledge and culture from different nations that when they're all together, they become not only an educational piece but an experiential piece. The exhibit is housed in the Quills Pub on Northern College's campus until November 22. Admission is free.